You're listening to an African Elements top news story for July 20, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why are Wajir infrastructure gaps still unresolved today? Fatuma Jahau, the Wajir County Woman Representative, recently completed an extensive tour of Wajir North. The primary purpose of this development and outreach trip was to address severe local resource gaps. The tour was supported by the National Government Affirmative Action Fund, widely known as NGAAF. NGAAF is a semi-autonomous government agency in Kenya established in 2015. It was enacted under Legal Notice No. 24 of the Public Finance Management Act of 2012. The fund operates under the Ministry of Gender, Culture, the Arts and Heritage. Its main mission is to socio-economically empower historically marginalized and vulnerable groups, including women, youth, and persons with disabilities. Despite the distribution of school bursaries and enterprise checks, local residents expressed deep frustration. Chants of Wantam, which translates to "We want," greeted the representative in the town of Butte. The angry community criticized the prolonged absence of local leaders and the slow pace of development. Jahau defended her performance by highlighting the vast geographical and logistical challenges of the constituency. However, this local political struggle shows how marginalized communities must continuously lobby for basic services. This ongoing tension reflects a deeper struggle over the distribution of political authority between local and national institutions. The massive infrastructure deficit in northern Kenya is not an accident of geography. It is the direct result of deliberate, historical colonial policies. During the British colonial era, Wajir belonged to the Northern Frontier District, or NFD. The British governed the NFD as a militarized buffer zone. This buffer isolated the colony from neighboring Italian Somaliland and Abyssinia. The Outlying Districts Ordinance of 1902 officially declared the NFD a closed district. Under this legislation, movement in and out of the region was strictly regulated. Anyone entering the territory required special state passes. Furthermore, the Special Districts Administration Ordinance of 1934 gave administrators unchecked authority. Officials could arbitrarily arrest residents and seize properties belonging to pastoralist clans. These ordinances functioned exactly like South African pass laws. They confined African pastoralists to designated ethnic reserves and monitored their daily movements. These restrictions also mirrored American sundown towns. In northern Kenya, Somali herders were banned from living in town centers. They had to cross a designated 4-kilometer perimeter before sunset. These historical policies created a deep structural segregation that isolated the region from the national economy. At independence in 1963, the Somali population of the NFD voted to secede and join the Somali Republic. The Kenyan government rejected this referendum. This rejection sparked a secessionist conflict known as the Shifta War. The term Shifta comes from the Amharic word Shefta, which means rebel or outlaw. Historically, the term referred to political dissidents in the Horn of Africa. However, the British and Kenyan governments utilized the term pejoratively. By labeling political fighters as lawless cattle rustlers, the state stripped the movement of political legitimacy. The administration of President Jomo Kenyatta used this label to justify brutal military operations. This war led to severe collective punishment against civilian populations. Pastoralists were forced into barbed wire concentration villages. Security forces systematically slaughtered livestock, which ruined the local economy. This systematic violence left deep scars. The local population still deeply resents the term Shifta because of this criminalizing history. This history illustrates the lengths to which states will go to suppress a local pursuit of self-determination. The economic abandonment of northern Kenya was officially codified shortly after independence. Sessional Paper No. 10 of 1965 was the foundational document of Kenyan economic planning. The paper used the popular rhetoric of African socialism to satisfy demands for equality. In reality, the document served as an ideological shield for hyper-capitalist policies. Paragraph 133 of the paper directed state development investments exclusively toward high-potential zones. These high-potential areas were fertile agricultural regions and urban centers. The government argued that investing in developed areas would create surpluses that would eventually trickle down. However, this trickle-down effect never materialized. Arid and semi-arid regions like Wajir were labeled as low-potential areas. Consequently, the state starved these drylands of basic infrastructure for nearly 50 years. This policy resembled the practice of redlining in the United States. While American redlining starved black neighborhoods of municipal investment, Sessional Paper No. 10 starved entire regions of water, schools, and roads. As a result of this policy, marginalized communities were forced into a long fight for economic justice that continues to this day. The Dagodia Somali are a major clan belonging to the larger Haye clan family. They live across present-day Somalia, Ethiopia, and northeastern Kenya. In Wajir County, the Dagodia constitute nearly 85% of the local population. In the early 1980s, disputes over scarce grazing lands and water points escalated between the Dagodia and neighboring Ajuran clans. The Kenyan government, historically suspicious of Somali pastoralists, viewed the Dagodia as hostile Shifta sympathizers. The state used the local inter-clan conflict as a pretext for a massive military disarmament operation. This disarmament exercise degenerated into a systematic campaign of collective punishment. Between February 10 and 14, 1984, the Kenyan military rounded up thousands of unarmed Dagodia men. The soldiers detained them at the Wagaya airstrip in Wajir. The detainees were subjected to systematic beatings, starvation, and extrajudicial executions. The state security forces targeted the Dagodia clan specifically, viewing them as a national security threat. This tragic event became known as the Wagaya Massacre, which remains one of the worst human rights atrocities in post-colonial Kenyan history. For decades, the Kenyan government actively denied the scale of the Wagaya Massacre. The official state narrative claimed that only 57 people died during the operation. However, the Truth, Justice, and Reconciliation Commission, or TJRC, dismantled this narrative in its 2013 final report. The TJRC officially classified the massacre as a crime against humanity. The commission identified state security forces as the primary perpetrators of systematic execution, torture, and sexual violence. In 2015, President Uhuru Kenyatta issued a formal public apology for historical state atrocities, including the Wagaya massacre. Despite this symbolic milestone, successive administrations have failed to pay financial reparations to survivors. The state has also failed to prosecute the perpetrators. The local community continues to organize protests to demand justice. Survivors criticize current compensation funds for limiting payouts to post-2017 violations. This exclusion leaves aging survivors of the 1984 massacre without financial relief. These unfulfilled promises keep the demands for reparations alive in Wajir. To correct these historical injustices, the 2010 Constitution of Kenya established the Equalization Fund under Article 204. This fund allocates 0.5% of national revenue to provide basic services to marginalized areas. These services include water, roads, health facilities, and electricity. For the current fiscal cycle, Wajir County is slated to receive over ₱1.18 billion. In U.S. currency, this sum is equivalent to approximately $9.13 million. The outstanding national backlog of the fund is ₱46.5 billion, which converts to nearly $359.68 million. Furthermore, the national government is funding mega projects like the ₱100 billion, or $773.51 million, Horn of Africa Gateway Development Project. Despite these massive figures, only 22.4% of the cumulative equalization fund has been disbursed since 2010. This massive bottleneck is the result of continuous political power struggles. Members of parliament fought to control the funds through local constituency committees. Conversely, county governors argued that the money must go directly to county treasuries because health and water are devolved functions. This struggle led to a 2016 High Court challenge. In November 2019, the High Court declared the fund's administrative guidelines unconstitutional. This ruling froze all disbursements for years until new regulations were approved in 2021. The historical water infrastructure deficit in Wajir County is severely compounded by global climate change. Wajir is located in one of the least polluting regions on Earth. Yet, the area bears the brunt of global warming. The region has suffered from increasingly frequent, multi-year droughts. Because historical neglect left the county without deep pipe water networks, residents rely on fragile shallow wells and water pans. Rising temperatures quickly dry out these shallow water tables, leaving communities with zero water access. This water crisis is an issue of social and gender injustice. Women and children bear the burden of walking dangerous distances to fetch water. This daily chore increases school dropouts and exposes women to gender-based violence. Official statistics highlight this deep regional divide. According to the Kenya Demographic and Health Survey, or KDHS, only 53% of Wajir households have access to basic drinking water, compared to a 68% national average. Furthermore, 60% of women in Wajir have no formal education, while the national average is only 6%. To monitor these inequalities, institutions like the Kenya National Bureau of Statistics, or KNBS, and the Institute of Public Finance, or IPF, compile critical data. Meanwhile, local planning relies on the legally mandated County Integrated Development Plan, or CIDP. Copyright, African Elements.